Go ahead.
Yeah,
do it.
Did you push the button?
I'm scared.
I pushed
bring
the
it,
button.
Bring
push
it on, bitch.
We're recording all of this.
Poop.
What episode are we on? 26?
No.
27? Is this 27?
It's definitely not.
Is this like the
26.
What do they call it? The penultimate.
Penultimate.
Episode of the season.
I really like the penultimate is one of my favorite words.
Yeah, definitely a great word.
Yeah.
It's right up there with like inexplicable, superfluous.
So it is.
Superfluous is a good one. Kibosh.
That's another one.
Episode 27 of the Nerdcast. Ooh, season 3, the search for season 2, which I haven't said the full title in a few episodes, and I feel like I've done us a disservice, so we didn't get any annoying sighs from Tyler.
Nobody's missed that, really.
I know,
to
that's
be honest.
Why I wanted to say it all. So once again, season 3, the search for season 2.
Literally zero sense.
Season 3.
Figured it
are we going to find it by the end of the season?
The search for season 2.
Logically.
Dun, 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 dun.
As you can tell, we have, we'll at least have the testosterone-filled part of the crew here. Tyler, Adam, Bob,
is that us?
Myself, Iggy.
I mean,
has anyone ever described us as
testosterone-filled?
I feel really good now.
Look, we're super competitive when it comes to video games and movie knowledge and you know, useless
all
trivia.
The things that you're bad at? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really, Adam? Does Tyler really need help?
Well,
I mean, I'll tell you who needs some help is your PS4.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
it needs
you.
Some love and support is what it needs.
If we do have a few moments of silence, TLC. I'll just let you know Aaron and Laura are lurking. And we didn't take bets, but we talked about taking bets on
it's
when.
Like, it's
I do
like,
have a
you
clock
know,
going,
the fastest way to get them to not talk is to like poke at them. Like, let's say things that either A, Aaron disagrees with, or like make fun of them.
I'm going on the reverse psychology kick here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that works out for
good
you.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
It works great with my 3-year. No, it doesn't. All right. So a lot of things to talk about this week, although we have no topics in mind, so we're going to kind of wing it. But we'll open it up, of course, with the $15 million in excess earnings for ALS, the ALS Association. Lou Gehrig's disease getting a lot of money thanks to the Ice Bucket Challenge. Saturday morning last weekend, I awoke to see Adam J. had left us a warm video. Actually, it looked
like
a very cold.
He didn't want to say like
ice bucket challenge, not hot water challenge.
So a very cold looking video to challenge us. Well, to the ice bucket challenge. So Project Nerd responded sixfold. Six of us,
large and in charge.
Yeah, got to it. We would have had more, but the time limit, of course, you only can so long to respond. Got some buckets dumped on our head. Well, two of the three podcasts, three of them have responded in terms of that they're doing it. Two have actually done the videos. By the time this airs, the third one, I'm sure, will as well. We just watched Kaz Couture's response right before this, so they paid it forward to very into the cosplay community. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Kaz Awesome, which James, who's running that gig over there, let me know that he was going to beat us in terms of numbers, so...
Bring
it. If they have more people dumping buckets on their head, I blame Tyler and Adam for not participating this weekend.
I was busy.
Like
whatever,
you said, yeah.
I'm
still a little lost on the whole ice, but like, where actually is the money coming from?
Well, you donate. So if you don't respond, I think it's 50. If you do respond, technically people are still donating, but the person that you respond to pays 25. So for example, our challenge was... We had 5 staff members besides me do it, so we said we'd pay 10 for each staff member, so that's 50. And then for each person that responds, we'll pay another 25. So we take that money and then donate it.
Sounds like a chain letter.
It is. It's extremely successful. The two friends that came up with it actually, in sad news really too with that, it's the one of them just passed away this weekend. The other one, though, who suffers from Lou Gehrig's disease, very proud to see this taking off the way it is, because it is something, and I understand there's already those responses of it's cannibalizing other charities, there's other things that affect more people, but this is something that's not a lot of people know a lot of details about.
Exactly.
It, and there's not a lot of money that goes into research in the first place on it. So
other than
know.
Lou Gehrig had it, that was the extent of my knowledge.
Pretty much. So it's a pretty cool thing, I think, that's spreading. Some good celebrity responses. We were talking earlier about the Charlie Sheen one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you see it, Tyler?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Saw that one. Eric Stonestreet did one. He challenged the K-State
team, yeah.
The captains.
The captains, and I saw that.
I saw Tyler Lockett did his the other day because he also got challenged by Stonestreet and Jordy Nelson, and he challenged, like, Darren Sproles and Wayne Thompson.
Getting some alum in there. Getting some deep running roots for K-State Network. Charlie Sheen, of course, dumping a bucket of money on his head and challenging the current cast of Two and a Half Men to donate the same amount of money, not do the ice bucket challenge. What was it, Batista from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
He said, screw the ice bucket. He sat in a tub of ice while he did his challenge and then just dunked himself underneath it.
He says that's what he's used to it.
I mean,
he's a little extreme.
He's got to do that anyway.
But Chris Pratt had the best. I mean, drank the blue ice, the Smirnoff ice, and then his wife dumped the water off the balcony on him.
I don't know. Lou Ferrigno went shirtless for his kind of, the man's still ripped. That's a big Hulk. So, a lot of ice bucket.
He didn't get the benefit of CGI. He had to look like the Hulk.
He had to. Still does somewhat. So, that's a big thing going on. Another big thing going on, which Adam is freaking out about. So we'll get really quickly to that.
Yay!
Go ahead. I'll let you.
So, released during GameCon was put out just quietly on. Certainly the PlayStation, I think Xbox as well. I'm not 100% positive on that, but the PS4 released a download called PT, which stands for Playable Teaser, and you play all the way through it, and the end payoff is Hideo Kojima presents, and then a guy, you see his back, and he starts to turn, and you're behind him with the camera. And then a Guillermo del Toro production, and he turns all the way around, and it's Norman Reedus from Walking Dead and Boondock Saints and all sorts of other amazing things, and it's a amazing-looking version of him in video game graphics. And then
I told you he was excited.
Silent
Is that what we're waiting for?
Silent Hills. That's what we're currently trying to download because Iggy hasn't done it yet.
Think it'll be over soon?
Hopefully.
No.
By the end of the podcast so I can play. That's the goal here.
So Silent Hill.
Yeah, so it's new Silent Hills reboot from Hideo Kojima. So he's going to be using, I would assume, the Fox engine from Metal Gear Solid 5, which is absolutely phenomenal looking.
I don't think he's going to use it. I have no grounds to stand on.
Why would you think that?
I have no. My statement has no.
But
that's the guy who hasn't turned on his PS4.
It was on last night, Tyler.
Because Adam.
That's because Adam turned it on.
I didn't need any lip. I just said it was on last night.
But no. So you've got a Guillermo del Toro written horror story, directed by Hideo Kojima, who gets in depth and crazy with his video game stories, on a reboot of Silent Hill. This has just. Win and phenomenal awesomeness over it.
Can we get those guys to redo the movie as well?
I'd be totally okay with that, yes.
I think everybody and their mom would be totally okay with that.
Right. No, so I'm really excited about it. I've watched the video, obviously, so I've seen what happens and everything.
When's this
it
game
just
coming
looks
out?
Really, really good. There's nothing about it. Like
I was going to say, they have such to be honest, this was a well-kept secret for this
playable
trailer.
It just came out all of a sudden, and people were like, what is this thing on the PlayStation Network? And download it and started playing through it. And I watched a reaction video of someone playing through the first time, and she's like screaming and hollering. It is amazing.
Do we get a reaction video of you screaming and hollering?
Maybe.
Through?
Maybe.
Laura, can you make that happen for us?
It's already been spoiled for him, though.
It's amazing.
We could have like kept it a secret from him ahead and played it. It would have gone better.
If he had
the
no
game
clue what
secret.
Was going on.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Like, why am I playing this PT thing? Is what he'd have been saying. Then he might have orgasmed at the end there. A little.
I might still. I don't know. Well, there's no.
Let's not. Yeah.
So I know. As excited as Adam was for this when he was announcing this to our group via our high end technology, aka Facebook Messenger. Tyler countered with something he
fair,
was excited about.
I opened first. Like,
okay,
he
was that
it?
Okay.
He did open first.
Okay,
I
my
countered
bad.
Him. Right.
Okay, well, I let Adam go first.
It's because
sorry.
It's the better story.
So Tyler,
I really don't think so.
Tyler has another, because there was another big announcement at the end of last week.
So there was a trailer came out last week for a movie called Revenge of the Green Dragons, directed by Andrew Lau, who's the guy who made Infernal Affairs, if anyone's ever seen the Hong Kong movie. that was then adapted into
The Departed.
The Departed. Mm-hmm. And so Martin Scorsese is executive producing Andrew Lau directed film called Revenge of the Dream Dragons. It takes place in 1989 New York and follows a group of Chinese gangsters in 1989 New York with Scorsese and Andrew Lau. Legitimately, there's nothing about this that could possibly be not good.
No, and if you...
And Ray Liotta's in it, so...
In Infernal Affairs, the whole trilogy is actually really
good.
It's
fantastic.
I know he's got a million other works, too, but a lot of those thriller-type movies, I guess those drama, the crime dramas or whatever, whatever the term I'm looking for. So he is to that genre, in Japanese films, is what more of Scorsese is over here. Are you trying to vice versa? Chinese films, excuse me.
Yeah.
Is it Infernal? Oh, yeah, it's Hong Kong, Infernal Affairs, so my bad.
It's exciting.
Well, because
video
order,
games are more exciting to me.
You still
I can't
order
help
them
it.
All if you import them in high definition. You still order them all off of Amazon Japan. So, I got my bad. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Very insensitive of me, but good series nonetheless.
Yeah, no, they're awesome.
But I don't know, Adam. As exciting as your news is, judging from the group that we typically have on the Nerdcast, I feel like Bob and I are more inclined to get behind Tyler on this one.
Revenge of the Green Dragons. Martin Scorsese.
Don't speak so fast.
Look
at Bob.
I'm kind of interested in seeing the Silent Hill game.
I mean, I'm interested in seeing it. And yeah. Del Toro.
Well, we know you won't play it, so.
I will play it. No. I just may not play it all the way through. No, excuse me.
Or until 2 years after it comes out.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm not dropping $60 on games. I'm buying this equipment for us to record with here.
I mean, I'm still not entirely sure why you ended up actually dropping the money on the PS4.
For our Twitch streaming,
okay,
which we don't do regularly.
Because you don't draw money on games.
I thought it was a way just to get Adam over here.
That was it. I wanted to cuddle.
I wanted to cuddle. That's fine. that's fair. I'll let that one slide.
It's like buying a girl a ring, right? Yeah, like, I mean, people spend more on rings than the... No?
Sometimes.
Tyler was debating whether he was going to go into that. I could see it in his mind. He's like, do I say this when recording, or do I just let this one go? Are we going to add that explicit thing next to our name at this point, or no? All right. So those were the two big things at the end of last week that I know. I guess it's safe to say all of us have been getting giddy for or excited for mm-hmm. throughout the weekend. But we are in a new week, Monday. Week two of the Ninja Turtles, which I know Bob saw it. I saw it. So we've joined Adam. Tyler, have you seen it yet?
No.
Honestly, the Turtles aren't bad at all. And the movie isn't. It's sad, I know. Megan Fox destroys everything. She just is. Yeah. She's. I am almost compelled to say.
No, she's not.
That she's as bad.
Nope.
As Kristen Stewart. Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's bad.
Only because she's been in things that, as your inner child would want to like.
Because I didn't even bother with the Twilight.
Right,
movies.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, is that it just seems worse, but she's still a better actress. Just not...
Not by much.
No, well, I don't know. Dude, no range of expression in that movie from her.
Yeah.
She can't actually move all of her face muscles anymore.
Botox is a bitch.
She's done something. Have you looked at her today?
Yeah, she
versus,
doesn't. Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's my biggest complaint. I just don't find her as attractive as I used to. You go back to that first Transformers movie. He's like, who is this chick?
Yeah.
Can we just make a movie about her?
And
right.
then
now
they,
I see her.
They did make a movie about her 2 weeks ago. And it's not good.
And then you see her in something now, and I'm like, it doesn't work for me anymore. Yeah, I don't know.
Her expression, she's getting, and it must be that, because she's getting to that Kristen Stewart level to where, as when she's hiding, you know, it's Shredder's attacking the turtles and she's in the same area and she's hiding and scared, is the same expression as she is showing Whoopi Goldberg something at the studio that she worked at. Like, there is no range from her, and it hurts immediately, because you open up and you have these low expectations. And you open up in this kind of animated sequence to introduce the turtles,
which
is
really cool.
Yeah, and I was like, actually, this is kind of
on board. Right?
Holy crap! I might have spoke too soon. And then it cuts to Megan Fox, and right then, and Bob, I was at the movie with Bob, and Bob, when we walked out, he said, "Yeah, I could tell you were putting your hands and your face in your hands and all stuff like 5 minutes in." And I'm like, "Yeah, she's just." And she's the driver of the plot too. It centers around
the first 20 minutes. She runs the first 20 minutes of the movie
and sets up And that's why I think if you take out those 20, you know what? When I watch it again, I may skip those 20 minutes and I might like the movie better. Yeah. I don't know. Tyler, do yourself a favor. Just wait.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see it. I mean,
like the fact that you have to like qualify it like 15 right. times before you'll tell us how you feel about it means like, yeah, I can probably skip
no,
that.
No, I think almost every, okay, there's every aspect I can deal with it being like said the amazing Spider-Man plot. I like the turtles. Michelangelo took a little bit more to grow on me because it's the same Michelangelo, but more up to date in the type of humor he has. So it took a little. I think over nerded Donatello a little bit, but yeah. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Shredder though is Decepticons meet Wolverine. I'm a little bit put out by that. Splinter I didn't feel comfortable with. I could have gotten past those things though. Megan Fox as April O'Neil, there was no getting past it, and immediately made it to.
Can you tell me one thing about the movie that you could have, that like you don't have to qualify or had to have gotten past though?
Raphael was
badass.
He was solid.
The whole that so in the trailer when we're all making fun 25%. Of that, it seems like Transformers when they're going down the mountainside.
Yeah,
that whole scene was actually really awesome.
There were some good set pieces. Yeah,
yeah. There was, and I think pretty much most action sequences with the turtles were really good. I don't have to qualify it.
Are they creepy looking?
No, I don't think they are.
No.
And when you see them in the movie, I think it's even less for those people that were saying they were, because I don't know. I think it works.
Overly enhanced by steroids, maybe, but right. Yeah.
They're the...
Well, technically they were. if you watch the movie, they are.
They're the least wrong piece of everything, I think.
Fair enough.
The actual turtles are the least wrong. Like, you guys are saying the action sequences, they're good, there's nothing wrong with them, but again, to me, it was just all recycled. It's all stuff I'd already seen.
Yeah, was there anything new? Because that's the biggest complaint I read from a lot of views, that people who didn't hate it, they're like, look, it's not bad, it's just, there's absolutely nothing in this movie that we haven't seen in 100
It's a Michael Bay movie.
But anytime, right. And I know everybody's going to argue, well, he was the producer, he wasn't director. No, his fingerprints were all over freaking movie.
Yeah. No.
And that's where I challenge your question with another question. When's the last time you've seen a Michael Bay movie that had original stuff in it, not let alone a...
Bad Boys.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what, 20 years ago almost now?
Yeah, probably.
18 years ago? I think it was 96, 97, somewhere around there, so... Yeah. Yeah, that's the last time. Because even Pain and Gain, which I did enjoy recently, it was Bad Boys 3. That's what it was. I mean, but I...
Before they greenlit Bad Boys 3.
Yeah. I liked it, but it was not original at all, you know? And, like, they have videos released this summer for Transformers 4 that showed the first three Transformers airing on three TVs next side by side, and it's the same movie, all three of them. So, yeah. I mean, it's going in, if anybody's shocked that they didn't see something original with Michael Bay, they obviously haven't seen a Michael Bay movie in the last 20 years then.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Guardians of the Galaxy stayed right behind it, though, at number two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody see it again?
I still want to.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
I want to. I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, did Bob say he wanted to see it again?
I think
seen it like seven times already.
No,
or
I've only seen
like
two
that.
Or three times.
Okay, two or three.
I've seen it. I went and saw it a second time in Kansas City in IMAX.
Just as good.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Better? Just as good. Better than Carmike.
Yeah,
oh, you went Carmike first time?
Yeah, I went and saw it here first time.
That's bad news.
And then I went and saw it.
Then you saw it at a real theater.
In IMAX, it was awesome.
I debated because I want to ask Carmike to kind of work us out a deal with something with seeing movies, so I'm debating on it. But I'm gonna tell them that they listen to our podcast. I'm gonna go ahead and put my foot in my mouth right now. I wanted to go on Facebook right after the movie and write a review to their site and ask them if they've ever thought about putting in fresh light bulbs. Because all the movies I see there are so freaking dark.
It's not that they don't put in fresh light bulbs, it's that they dim them down so that they last longer.
Yeah,
right. Really
I know.
Expensive.
And then not only that, too, if you leave the bulbs longer, the longer they're in there, too, the dimmer they'll get automatically anyways. But,
you know, yeah, it's
true of theaters all over the country. People complain about
it. But Carmike does it bad.
Yeah. We all know a manager that used to work there. He works in another theater now.
Oh, he's not there anymore?
No, he's not there. I had made that complaint, and I sat in the theater, and he actually came in and says, hey, we just changed the bulb in one of the projectors in another theater, the same movie, so you want to come over there? Sure. It was still as dark as hell. And it was about the same same light coming from the screen. And like I said...
So maybe it is they have the settings down then.
You gotta save that money.
Yeah.
Got to do what you got
to
do.
But you go to a theater in Kansas City and
they can stop charging me $18 to watch a movie.
Well, they are charging. I pay more than I pay to go to... Like, it's I get a better value out of driving 2 hours to Kansas City to go see a movie. I don't know. Anyways,
I agree wholeheartedly. I think I've seen probably six times as many movies in Kansas City this year as I've seen in Manhattan. And that's why
I won't buy the refillable popcorn there because I've been there twice this year. What am I getting the value?
This isn't worth it, right?
So bombed at this weekend, which our review will be up by the time this airs, The Expendables 3.
Yeah, it didn't make any money.
It just tanked.
There are better PG-13 action movies out there.
Exactly.
They
needed to be an
R-rated
movie.
Right. So, and I think a big thing that hit it too, and I think Bob, you're the one who brought it up, that, you know, the download sneaking out early, right before release, probably affected it too, at least for the diehards.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I read an article today that even the download wasn't one of the top five.
I think people getting tired of it. I'm excited because, I mean, you added Antonio Banderas and Mel Gibson as the villain. Let's give this a whirl.
Mel Gibson is awesome. But, I'm getting it. Movie?
As the villain.
As the villain.
Okay.
In life, because he plays a villain there, too.
He's pretty good in life, and the life one.
But, yeah, I mean, he's good. But, yeah, exactly. It's just like the Expendables Jr. You know, it's basically what it is.
It's a Lego movie meets Expendables.
If they could do a Lego version of Expendables, I'd go see that. I'm not going to see Expendables 3.
Well, I doubt if you'll have to worry about Expendables 4 now.
If it's hitting low, they need to change it because they've still been talking about the all-female cast. So at some point, they'll reboot re-energize the franchise with bringing in the women. And I'd be happy to see that one, especially if you get some, you know, Linda Hamilton's, Sigourney Weaver's, you know, some
We've
of
those. Seen your list of the Lady Expendables.
Thank you for plugging my article, Adam. Just saying. I was going to name all 10 until somebody brought it up. But outside of the movie world, of course, we brought up a little video game, some ice water. Football's back in, and the 49ers still haven't been able to confirm if the home side of the scoreboard works. I know. I stole that from a meme that was shared. I know. So,
football's hard, man.
We've made it a whole week now in a podcast where the Royals.
We're not talking about football yet.
Still first place.
This is the first time in 28 years I've been able to pretend it's still baseball season in September, almost September. So
this is exciting.
It's still baseball season right now.
This is exciting.
All right.
And if we win, Detroit doesn't play today, and we're playing right now in Minnesota. So if we win tonight while we're talking, we'll actually be two games up.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, the Tigers are a little self-imploding there, too, letting Mariners take control over that.
Fantastic.
It's hurting me a little because the Rangers are already... we're going to talk about that. Whenever you
play in the Major League Baseball,
whenever you're behind the Astros in the standings, something went wrong this season.
Right, unless Jeff Bagwell's getting back in the batter's box,
I don't know. I guess us Rangers fans still though can make fun of that. Every player that has left us to go play for the Angels is at least slumping. Angels may be tied for first place, but it's not at the hand of those former Rangers. That's all I can say. That's my moral victory. That's
there
my
you go.
August 2014 war cry, Tyler. While you guys are celebrating first place.
Okay. You don't get to compare your pain to our pain. Those are not equitable.
Listen, if he just dives against the wall, Nelson Cruz, just dive against the damn wall and catch the ball. You win it in game 6.
You don't get to compare your pain to our pain.
Okay. Okay, Tyler.
Losing in Game 7 is still making it to the World Series.
In Game 7 is still getting to go to the playoffs.
No, screw that, though. That's the
28 years, Iggy.
First place loser is still, you know how many, you know, last time the Rangers won a World Series?
I don't know.
They haven't.
They haven't.
They haven't.
When was the last time you guys went to the playoffs?
Last year.
Did you go the year before that, too?
Yeah, we were in the ALCS for... three of the last 4 years, and
that's,
then the year last
must
year
be nice.
Last year Josh Hamilton went weird craziness, or no, was that 2 years ago now, because he was an Angel last
I don't
year. No
remember.
He's an Angel this
I don't
year.
Remember I don't pay attention to baseball in
we
I don't know
we,
we've been over this already
you guys went, you guys went, quit paying attention in October typically.
We went to the playoffs one time. It was 2 months before my second birthday, and I'm 30
damn,
today and we still haven't been back. So
you guys would have made it to the playoffs in 90. Oh, I'm sorry.
don't talk about 94.
All right. Well, nobody, you know, that's a sad note anyways. But Expos Royals World Series, I mean, could you imagine if we had that in our history? How awesome.
Expos and Royals.
Yeah.
There would still be a team in Montreal if it hadn't been.
Probably.
That would happen. Yeah, the strike has ruined baseball in Montreal. And so, is it the strike or is it those French speaking Canadians? I don't know. We have a zero following in Canada. We were actually just talking about this earlier. So we as I shared the stats with you earlier, Tyler, I don't know. Did y'all, Bob, Tyler? Did y'all respond?
Because you hate the French Canadians?
No, I love. Yeah, apparently. I love the French
you
Canadians.
You and the Quebec Wild don't get along?
I love the French Canadians.
They gave us hockey. We thank them.
Yes. Yes.
Merci. Some of us enjoy hockey.
Yeah. Very much. Are you some of? I'm one of those.
I know.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Just because I don't cheer for your crappy Blackhawks.
I would just like to point out we are at 86% on the download.
Oh, it's getting there. Oh.
We got to keep this going.
We started like 83.
It's because we're broadcasting live. It Started at zero, Tyler. Before you get started there.
Okay, when I sat down in this chair,
we're not talking about that. We started at zero.
More than half of that bar was filled.
So for those listening, of course, we are referencing again the download of the playable teaser. So
PT.
Dun, dun, dun. So Adam is in anticipation.
Do you need to go reset like your dialogue?
No, I unplugged. I was going to say, because how excited Adam was for this, I unplugged the cable one, and I did that, the prepaid Virgin mobile card that I have. That's what I hooked it up to, so that way it would go this slow.
Appreciate it.
So just to annoy him even
more. Reset your TCP.
And then after we're done, when it finally is done, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, Adam, I forgot I have my Virgin mobile hooked up. Let me go ahead and hook this up to my cable modem over here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
No problem. Always glad to help. So wow. This is going back old school right here. We're just not okay. So stats wise, so we shared the stats. We're pretty excited. Thank you to all our many listeners that we're still not 100% certain.
Hundreds.
Yes.
Apparently,
there are literally hundreds of you.
Yes, we're getting close to 800 per episode.
Literally.
However, when I did the, I looked at the, I tracked them based on country from where they are.
Stop being creepy about it.
Not a single... Yeah, I'm like...
So,
when I was
thanks for
looking
listening.
In their window...
Let me tell you what we've been doing with your information.
No, it doesn't do that. Analytics can say, okay, there's this percentage in the United States, this percentage.
So when we go on the live tour, we know what countries we need to
hop into. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Get excited, we're going to Brazil.
Canada is not one of them. So nearly 80% of our traffic is in the United States on our podcast. Now, this is not reflective of our site, because we do have a lot of other presence in many countries. We actually, it's over 100 countries our website reaches to.
Like Turkey?
Yeah, probably majority of them. The Congo. We're relocating our headquarters
in
the Congo.
Congo?
No, I'm just, it's an inside joke. But he had to be here for dinner for it. So number two, we're at almost 80% United States, close to around 15% then. And so it puts us right around like 93-94% total is Brazil. We have a really good following in Brazil, so thank you.
Carnival, we're coming to you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm down. Let's go.
You need to learn Portuguese?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, Adam said it was probably one. We had one fan down there who's teaching English as a second language. And
they're learning from us.
And so they're like, he's
those
like,
poor kids.
Pick a podcast to listen to.
That's when we were talking about the World Cup.
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's the World Cup because you're tagging
welcome.
Those. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right behind that, though, is New Zealand.
Ah, Kiwis,
Australia,
Hobbits,
and then about 1% Russia.
Right. Mm.
So Sarah Palin, the people that can see Sarah Palin's house from their porch.
That's a really dated joke. You can get better than that.
No, it's never dated. Making fun of Sarah Palin is never dated, Tyler, and you know that.
No, it's the problem is when you invoke her name, you just give her more power.
every
6 months, she rises back up from the ashes and is like, Sarah Palin said something.
But then she falls like a rock, though.
And it gets twice as funny.
Yeah.
It's twice.
No, anyway, it just makes me twice as much depressed.
The fact that you use the words Sarah Palin and power in the same sentence kind of is a little funny. I'm just
little, that's
there.
A lot of funny.
Anyways, so Russia, but no other countries listening to our podcast. So many people visiting our site from other countries, but nobody listening. We'll get there eventually. But anyways, thank you, Brazil,
mm-hmm.
New Zealand,
yep,
Australia.
Thanks, Russia.
Russia, and then, of course, the many,
America.
Many, many Americans listening to us.
Hooray.
We can make fun of America because we're in America, right?
That's our right.
Is that how it works?
No, because that would be un-American.
Depends on who you ask, yeah.
Sarah Palin followers wouldn't go for that.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
So
we're going to lose one person.
If I say, if we say her name, like if we say her name,
unpatriotic feelings
three times, doesn't she like pop
like
up or something?
Right?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
I bet Sarah Palin's probably listening to us right now.
She probably is.
That would be awesome.
We get her jazzed up for when she goes moose hunting in her Miss Alaska pageant dress. No?
I don't know.
I really,
that's
really
a new
need,
one on me. I don't really pay as much attention to her at all.
I'm honestly sorry. Making a decision now that from this point forward, the Nerdcast is never allowed to speak.
Okay.
Talk about Sarah Palin ever.
Okay. Okay. 88% on the download, by the way. Just so everybody is following.
Oh, my God.
Keeping our fans posted with us. Laura's about to lose the cool over there. I didn't know if I was going to use the swear word, but I don't know if we already used it.
I don't know. I think you're good.
Okay. Good. Laura's about to lose her shit over there. There we go.
That makes two of us.
Okay, so because the past month or so, we've come, I'd say a lot, well prepared is probably an overstating it, but we've come more prepared than we have tonight for our podcast. I'm going to have to just throw it out there. So what else are we going to talk about tonight, guys? I don't know.
What is we going to talk about? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk movies, we got Sin City coming out this week.
Oh, gosh. Dame to Kill For. It looks so good.
Who's the dame to kill for, though?
Oh, my God, Eva Green.
Yeah, that's the one I would... I mean, there's a few dames in there that's to kill for.
Rosario Dawson.
I do, yeah. Rosario Dawson. Hell, I mean, let's be
honest. Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba. Still doing work.
Oh?
But Eva Green.
Eva Green in those MPAA posters that you can't see.
That are may or may not be all over the internet if you Google search Eva
Google
Green.
Search
I mean, if you, let's be honest, if you... Google search Eva Green, the first thing that's going to come up is a lot of stuff from the second 300.
Well, that's okay.
Which is probably going to be...
I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but that's what you're going to find.
Gen Con was last weekend, so we can talk about that as well. None of us went, but...
we know people.
Good conversation.
We know a lot of people that went there.
We do have a trip coming up here.
Oh, yeah. Well, the next episode will be airing the Friday. So this episode is this Friday, but next Friday... We will be at Dragon Con, at least a couple of us, because the rest of y'all didn't want to come.
Not true.
Okay,
not
true.
The rest of us can't afford to go. There's a difference.
I couldn't afford to go either.
Some of us can't
still
just
going.
Up and like fly to Atlanta at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I couldn't afford to either. It wasn't a drop of a hat. We booked these non-refundable plane tickets 5 months ago, so we
not
were
to go to
be fair,
Atlanta.
You're like, hey, five? No, you guys have, had a good time going to Chicago, Kansas City, Indianapolis. Denver in the last like month and a half. Would you like to go to Denver now?
First of all,
we
went to Kansas City a lot.
We don't have any money left.
We went to Kansas City a lot, so don't make it sound like we just went there once.
I mean, let's be honest. If it's anyone's fault in this room, it's yours.
Okay.
I still have yet to receive a single paycheck from Project.
I told you. It's coming next week.
It's coming next week.
You get paid biweekly. It's not this Friday. It's next Friday.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
I keep telling you guys that. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
I'm patiently
waiting.
It's
in the mail. It's in the mail. Don't worry about it.
It's in the mail. I think it got crossed. I think I accidentally sent it to the water utility company. But no, Gen Con was big. There were some game premieres there. IDW Publishing has a whole game division. They release some tabletop games.
Mm-hmm. IDW's been doing a lot of really cool stuff.
They're doing really good stuff. I'm excited to see what they've got going on.
Some good comics they've had out too that we've been able to get a chance to review. So if you're checking out our comic reviews, a lot of IDW content as we've had access now a few weeks to their screener material. But as equally exciting, like you said, Dragon Con's around the corner. So it's kind of crazy because it's like you talk about movie season, how it's extending into August. It's con season really is doing
like
that too now because
really
it used to
out.
Really be a spring thing and then kind of capped big with San Diego.
Yeah.
But especially this year, August, I mean, you went, like, what, 3 weeks in a row of Gen Con, Wizard World Chicago, Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And, of course, the same weekend of Dragon Con is PAX up in Washington as well.
I want to go there.
You know, so gaming, but it's still a huge show and still draws a lot of the same type,
I
same
there.
Crowds. So 3 weekends, 4 massive shows. But, yeah, Dragon Con, we're talking, like, where you would say, like, Denver, where we got 86,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, 86,000 people over the weekend. Dragon Con, you're looking anywhere from like 100 to 120,000 people each day to be fighting around with. So
well, that's such a well-established con. I mean...
Oh, but it's 5 hotels downtown. It's going to be exciting. I'm a little nervous about getting content, and James of Cause Awesome just keeps saying he's going to make sure I have a beer in my hand the whole time because he's like...
Oh, Lord.
He's like, you need to just relax. I'm like, if I'm drinking the whole show, I don't need to have a camera in my hand at all.
This is going to be really fun.
Well, we can't use any of the content Iggy brought back. Not going to work out for us. Not unless we want to take the site that direction, which we might make a little more money.
Good.
I
got to be honest.
I might be able to get you a check, Tyler.
I'm honest, and I got to be honest with you. Impressed he was able to fit that lens down his pants like that. It's a really big lens.
It's a really... Anyway, so yeah, convention. So it is. The conventions are happening right now, I guess is the way to put it. exciting. We do have, behind that, we have Rocky Mountain Con, but we are in the middle of planning our 2015 tour, which I am really excited about because we're hitting more shows than we ever have in the past, which tends to happen year over year for us. So no big surprise, but we're going big this year, and we're going to kind of announce it all up front when we are looking to do, of course, a crowdfunding around it to get a little bit extra to help stuff. So October, all that will come to be. A lot of exciting stuff, Cookie. But
oh, yeah.
Anyways, so movies, video games, conventions, exciting stuff cooking at Project Nerd. What else we got on the slate for this week? Maybe we needed the girls to talk up more because we're not.
Well, I bet they're not going to talk now.
They're
staring at us.
I mean, you were kind of. I don't know what's the word I'm trying to look for here on it.
I was joking. Yeah. No, I was joking this time about them talking.
Okay.
And that was a look.
Yeah.
That was a look of marital bliss right there.
All right, kids. We'll see y'all later.
91%.
So,
oh, look at that.
So it's doing good because we have, I just looked at the time, we have 25 minutes to burn. And we have, by burn, I mean, of course, entertain our hundreds of listeners. And see here, this is that moment of silence where nobody else could hear what she was saying.
Maybe
that's
for
what
the
I
best.
Was referencing.
Maybe for the best.
Maybe you should just give your mic to her.
She did have a good point, though. She said it's because we don't have somebody like her to say things that we all
disagree with.
Oh my gosh!
It spurs a whole 20-minute argument. So it's
oh
a good point.
True. This is true.
Works.
Is there any amazing actors you're upset with today?
She did watch a little bit of Captain America: The Winter Soldier this weekend with Robert Redford. And she did happen to make the comment about halfway through the movie, he's just a bad actor.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Again?
He's good in that movie,
my
too.
God.
He's really good in that role.
To be fair, though, what was her overall impression of the movie? Because if I remember correctly...
Yes. Do you remember correctly? She's
didn't make it to the end.
She didn't quite make it to the finale. I mean, we made it far enough to know his role in the movie and
but
everything
like
that.
But she didn't see
that.
The finale?
No, because...
It was a late night.
We'll call it that. Ew! No. No, actually, no. Yeah, we went to sleep. look, we're old and married. We went to sleep. Yeah. That's what happens around here. I work on Project Nerd till I go to bed.
Till bedtime, so, right?
No, but we did watch it, and she didn't make a comment about Robert Redford, but that's okay. It's okay.
You're used to it.
It's really not.
One day... Don't.
People are allowed their own opinions, even if they're wrong. Tyler,
one day she will get to heaven, and Jesus will just be like, really, dude? Robert Redford.
Redford. I think so. I feel like that's a legitimate assumption.
it's going to be like...
I mean, seriously, did you ever...
say your favorite Robert Redford movie.
You're going to sit down right here, and we're going to watch The Natural.
We're
going
to let you in. Like, obviously, you've lived a good life. You've been a pretty good human being, but when all I got to ask is one question. I mean, did you at least watch The Natural? I mean, come on. Seriously, he's Roy Hobbs.
The greatest that ever was.
Wonder Boy. and Jesus will be
he
holding that bat on his shoulder.
He knocked out the lights with the baseball.
The baseball bat, right.
Jesus will have that bat on his shoulder when he's talking to her about this.
And the cover of the baseball.
You know what I put my blood on the tip of to wipe out your sins with? Wonder Boy. Yeah, the same one that... The same one in
that
The
just,
Natural.
That one. I think you got made it a little uncomfortable there. Like,
oh, because, yeah, we've never... Well, maybe we haven't ever gone sacrilegious
with it? No, I don't think so.
I wasn't going sacrilegious. Jesus is probably laughing right now about it.
I know, I'm just saying.
I didn't say it was...
We went from like, hey, he's Roy Hobbs, you see that movie? Like, I put my blood on the end of this baseball bat to absolve you of all your sins.
Look, Jesus is a baseball fan. We all know this. Let's... And he's obviously a Robert Redford fan, so we know that. So... Don't see anything wrong with that statement.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
Let's stir up some controversy. Let's put us over 1,000 listeners. Let's kick up some dirt.
Brazil's really unhappy with you right now. We just lost some listeners in Brazil. Well, turns out they take these things way more seriously than you do.
I don't know. Maybe we'll gain some in Canada. No, we already alienated them earlier today. Too. Maybe the Carmike management team will start listening to us. No, we singled them out as well.
We talked about the departure of the Expos, which I'm pretty sure they're still bitter about.
Yeah, we really
solid.
Done a pretty bad job of you know, we do love you all of our listeners at least.
That's true. That's a true statement.
If you don't listen to us, well, Yeah.
You can't hear this
anymore. So that's a good way to put it. Exciting time. Sal, this is it's a little embarrassing.
So anything what are some stereotypical mean things we can say about people from New Zealand?
No, let's not do that. Aaron goes nothing. Obviously.
Did you hear the one about the shepherd?
No. Nope. And new.
That one's fun because you can like put other different countries. You know, it's Wales,
it goes for
Ireland. Typically, so. It gets that one.
What's that?
Ireland typically gets that one.
I think Wales.
Yeah, the Welsh.
Okay, yeah. let's get on track here, guys.
Okay, what's track then, Bob?
All right, so we're getting close to the end of our season. So, what would you say would be your highlight for the season?
Bob taking over host duties here.
Somebody's got it.
Someone's got to do something.
I don't know. I kind of this is the episode we dip back down below like 500 listeners because we just they're like, what the hell was this? Like,
I listened to this crap.
These guys were on point all summer, and what the hell was this?
It's been kind of a slow week. I got to be honest with you.
93%. That's Tyler, what is your what would you say?
So yeah,
your
okay,
highlight?
good question. The highlight season 3, and we had a lot of on location episodes. You know, a lot of convention coverage, some guests and everything like that. So some good stuff.
I don't know. I feel like we had some really good nerdcasts. We had a really good nerdcast from C2E2.
I like that one. That was
one.
Probably
special guest John Deddy of Deddy Cosplay.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. It's a good one. Him and Jose doing their man crush bickering and
romance
stuff.
There.
It was kind of nice. A little added twist to our episode.
That's a strange.
I think our podcasts from C2E were some of the stronger ones we've done this season. At least on site. We had some good stuff from Denver. I feel like.
While we're keep dragging this on, so I can pull it up and reference those episode numbers, so we can send
so people
there.
Can see them back to listen to them.
Yeah. So you don't have to listen to this episode because we've done a terrible job. Just go listen to these ones, is what we're saying.
The fact that you've made it this far, though, is really
I'm impressed.
I think they're upset that you didn't preface it because we're how many minutes in now, and you're like, oh, by the way, this is just not.
I'll type it out in the post.
All right.
C2E2 was episode 14, so back on May 1st, it was a good episode. Yeah, and we split. We did recorded half of it after day one and half of it after day two.
So Friday, Saturday record
and then
in the hotel room.
Then somebody else drove after day three. So we didn't. And I think all of us like
some
crashed.
Of us have jobs that we need to go to occasionally.
I have jobs too.
Did you have a job then?
Yes. I did have a job then.
Well, I mean, we went through a period of time where like that was not a concern.
I know. And I loved it.
I know.
But
it was
bank,
yeah, he did.
My
you
bank
were,
account
seemed,
did not.
You seemed like you were in a
he
way
did
better
have
mood.
A job because that's all I heard about. On the way home.
Oh.
I was complaining. That was the one actually where I made the decision to leave that day job. That's the one where we left. We got into Kansas City after that show, and I said, yeah, I'm going to quit tomorrow. That's what, and I went in and put in a notice. That's what I did. So I was, yeah.
So it was a good trip all around. So
okay.
That was a win.
So so the Denver episode, we had a couple of them, but the one that I think was like our wrap-up episode was episode 19 back on June 19th. So those two episodes referenced seem to be y'all's favorites.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Chicago one, I mean, just because I was there, we were in Chicago. I mean, that was obviously very fun.
And we ate a lot of food.
Oh, my God.
Sweet
let's
Lord.
Talk
why
about
did we
pizza.
Order two large
Why did we get two pizzas?
What were we thinking?
It just
guys?
Sat in the fridge all weekend.
No, it
well,
didn't.
Well, no, your brother no, ate it all.
My cousin ate it all.
David ate all of that pizza.
Yeah. He did. Every morning he had two slices.
Yeah, man. That guy's, that's why he went and worked out for an hour and a half each morning.
Where was that
too.
Place that you and I found that one night that was down the street?
It was just right down the street.
The Mexican, like,
was that Mexican place?
We went back to
it,
right?
We went back. Yeah.
Adam and I ate there twice.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was good.
Really good. So Chicago food.
Carbone, Mexican, live fire.
I think that's it.
All
yeah.
you need to find a Mexican restaurant literally under South Loop, under the highway.
Right. It's down in Chinatown. It's like right underneath the Loop. It's next to Rico Bene's, where we got the
steak sandwiches.
The steak sandwiches.
And if you order anything.
And the shakes.
And the frozen custard.
Order small.
No, ask for half of a small.
There you go. Man. That was like incredible.
I don't know. The ladies are making fun of us right now. So, Bob, what was your favorite memory of season
food
three
is delicious.
So far?
I know you're all going to think
Well, hold on, though. Before we go on this, the ladies in here are actually shocked that we got sidetracked on food. Like, is this a surprise to you, really?
Come with us to Chicago.
No, obviously you haven't been around us ever if you're getting shocked by this. So, okay, Bob. So, I'm sorry.
We're Chicago experts on, like, a two-block radius in around south of
in
south
the ghetto.
Really
in
good
the
places
ghetto.
To eat around the
like,
hotel.
Basically,
right.
If you're underneath the loop in Chinatown, we know some really good places to eat.
If you happen to be homeless or a prostitute, we can point you in the right direction.
I also
can
make you a really good deal on an espresso machine. may have seen some use. I'm just saying.
Okay, so because we can't leave it out there. We can't leave it out there. We have to tell the story. Not even the ladies, the people that are going to be listening to this.
Every time like there was a group of restaurants down in Chinatown south of our hotel in Chicago. And to get there we had to walk down like a street past a couple abandoned yards and underneath this kind of dark creepy underpass. And randomly like on like I guess you would call it the shelf like underneath the overpass
little
just
ledges,
kind of sitting up
yeah.
on this concrete ledge. Every time we walked past it all weekend was this abandoned Mr. Coffee espresso machine.
And it's not like a,
there. And
not
it's like
a coffee
together,
machine.
Like it's an espresso machine. It's got the cup in it. It's just sitting there.
Really nice.
And
I mean,
it was just,
somebody
like,
spent a lot of money on this thing.
Someone had just taken it and set it on this concrete ledge. Yeah. And this
not thrown
and
under
there.
The bridge.
And
not
we
anything
saw it
like that.
Friday
set
night
nicely.
Down and back. We saw it Saturday night down and back. And then Sunday night we saw it down. But on our way back it was gone.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, not that that's like scary or anything. It was just there was this espresso machine that was so hanging like, out under an espresso.
Somebody was like, oh, holy shit, it's an espresso machine.
hanging out under the underpass.
Hey, Tyler, I really wish you wouldn't have told Aaron that story because I brought her back an espresso machine.
It looked like it had a lot of good years left.
It worked. Okay. All right. So that's the story behind that. But Bob, your favorite moment of season three so far?
Well, I know you all probably know what it is, but we didn't record it. My little geek fit in the elevator with Stephen Amell. But I would have to say my favorite moment was Max Brooks' interview.
Oh,
okay.
In Denver. That was...
Whatever, Bob.
That was awesome.
That's part of our interview series, so I guess it's on there. But what about the podcast itself?
Oh, you want podcast?
Well, that's what you said of season three.
Well, I just... This whole season three, the whole...
The whole 2014...
Fine.
I was playing by your rules, Bob.
Okay.
Playing by
fine.
Your rules.
I'd have to say Denver. I would say Chicago. I mean, Chicago was just unbelievable. There was just so much going on there. That place was so huge. We had a lot of good podcasts. Six guys sitting in a couple beds.
No, for a podcast. It's for a podcast.
It's not what it sounds
for
like.
Podcast.
For
a podcast.
It's not what it sounds like.
No, I'd say honestly, like next year when we're doing these things, and we're going to do a lot of audio and video at the shows, mm-hmm. I think that should be a regular thing is summing up, taking either half an episode a night or if we have mm-hmm. multiple more nights, 20 minutes or something. Because that was, not only was it really cool the way, and I think that's why we all love that episode, but it was kind of that, it was a good winding down mm-hmm. way, but also to kind of relive the day. And there was tons of jokes and tons of memories to be had. And there's so many things that happen at these shows that we come back and later reference that we're like, oh, but we were able to put it immediately on, recorded there.
Well, and it's nice. It's nice doing it when it's fresh because there's stuff that Jose and John saw that I didn't see, that Bob didn't see, that
Chucky
Tyler saw that.
God, that kid was terrifying.
I'm still...
every time
I'm
still,
I'm still apologetic that I left that up on
air. I'm still surprised that somebody that knew him listens to us.
Every time every time I go through the
well, not just listen to us, it's the portrait dude, Wesley Smith.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, the portrait dude's the one who linked him over.
You're kidding. No. Oh, man.
So every time I go through the gallery to show someone a picture of someone, like we've seen at a con, I'm like, oh, we saw a guy who was dressed just like that. Let me show you. And then I'll pull it up, and every time I have to go past that Chucky picture, every time I'm like, that... Damn it.
You go by really fast.
Terrifying.
What did you see him when he like ran across the aisle? So he was just looking down the aisle where there's people walking back and forth, and all of a sudden
knife.
There's this little Chucky runs across. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
And also before
I gotta go.
Just so
before the reintroduction of movie night, the old movie night, the new movie night, we did the special nerdcast of Winter Soldier. I think that was pretty solid.
Yeah, that was cool. And then more recently, we did it as a movie night for the Guardians. But yeah, it was a half episode for Nerdcast. We did have a couple half episodes this season. That was kind of cool because we had so much content certain weeks that we couldn't wait to put it out there and stuff. So that was really neat. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna pull the Aaron card here and be like, so there was this one point earlier this year Aaron and I got to go to L.A.
What? Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know L.A. I know that Aaron was there. Right. Did you go to L.A. too?
Oh, you were there too. Really? All I've heard about is Aaron being in L.A.
I know that Aaron has been to L.A.
Shock.
We had a lot of, but it was a lot of that stuff we're talking about with Chicago and even Denver. It was a lot of just a compilation of just getting people together and just talking and it literally felt like a live radio broadcast because it would be this person walks away, we hand the mic to somebody else, and it was just a lot. So that was fun because you got a lot of people on there that
those were good episodes too.
That a lot of people on there that never done that before, for one, that were really excited, and two, you got to, you could ask, you didn't have to like sit here like we are this episode and try to figure out what to talk about because you could ask the same question 20 times, 20 different people. But it's that was fun. I did like the Chicago episode, Denver, any of the live stuff. The one that we've left out, and Tyler too, the Indy episode on stage with Nightmage.
Yeah, we got the Nightmage.
That was
one
a good one.
Indianapolis, and we also did some cool interviews there.
Yeah, you
our
got
booth mates, Billy and Brandon and Jared from Billy and Brandon
watch movies.
The guys from Nerds Domain,
DNDUI
came
up on
our
episode.
I talked to those guys.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. So I think a lot of our
it was rolling one episode.
On
location.
We threw it all together for one episode. So we got two episodes out of Indy, two episodes out of Denver, only one episode of Chicago. But we always travel lighter to Chicago, too, so it makes it a little harder to get that extra content. But I think a lot of our on-location episodes, and those have been the most popular. So with that, we do still have some time, but I'll go into my first question for our listeners. Let us know what your favorite episode of the season was, since Bob did a great job playing host here and asking a great question to move the conversation forward. But it's a great question for even beyond us. So listeners, and if you haven't heard them all, you know, they're all on the same feed that you're listening to this one on. So check them out for sure. Bob, any more great questions for us to keep this going?
No.
I'm only playing host for one question. We're going to have to wrap it soon though. Cause our download for
you're going
to
lose me.
99%.
The download for the playable teaser
is
at 99%.
The Verizon card craps out, though. And
so how long have we been recording? Has it been an hour yet?
Pretty close.
Oh, where's my phone at? Here, I got the time.
Yeah, we're pretty much there.
I got the stopwatch.
We're about 5 minutes left.
So it took an hour for it to go like 30%, is what you're telling me right now?
I don't know. I think it was already past 70%. We started it.
Here we go. Ben Affleck takes the ALS ice bucket challenge and screams like a girl. Okay.
That's your
Batman,
folks.
The one thing is, though, is it's like, I don't know what's more annoying is the weekend of sitting at home when all my friends are at San Diego. Or I didn't have to worry really about Gen Con coverage this weekend because 100% of my feed was the Ice Bucket Challenge. So I'm like, yeah, I don't have to be mad at all my friends at Gen Con because I don't see any of their posts anyways because all I'm seeing is five celebrities and then five friends taking the Ice Bucket Challenge. So,
oh, by the way, why don't you remind everybody who you challenged?
We did challenge Kaz Couture, who at the point of recording has already answered. Kaz Awesome, who is planning to answer tonight, the night of recording, because they have a barbecue together. And then we challenged Chris Hardwick from The Nerdist, who I've not heard back yet from. So,
had he been challenged yet?
I don't know. I
haven't seen any.
He hasn't responded to a challenge if he has. I'm sure a lot of us small fries have challenged him, but...
Don't understand why you don't like him.
I didn't say I didn't like him.
Sometimes
because he's a better
like
version of.
No, I never said I've never not liked him. I have a little bit of.
Oh my god, it's finished.
Jealousy issue with the Nerdist, but.
Okay, thanks guys. I'll see y'all next week. And,
told you.
Yeah.
So with thanks that, we can wrap our most random. I think we have an episode even this season.
Our called a random episode.
Yeah, that is. Like
I feel
the
like
most
that
random.
One was even more was at least more put together than this one.
Yeah. So this is going to have to
like that one looks like some of our best work.
So with this one, so would this one be called No Really? Our most random episode ever. No, or should I say our most random episode ever? No Really.
Literally.
No Really. Like No Really. Like three times afterwards. Like No. No Really.
You guys sound
no.
No, really, guys. No, really.
Our skippable episode.
How long? No. How long can we make the title before Google really goes, okay, guys, this is bullshit. Like, come on. How many no reallys can we put in there? So, okay, so the downloadable content is here. Adam will have a news post, or I guess it will already be up this week. He promised. So,
yep.
I'm going to make you deliver, although he's probably going to play until he falls asleep. So, we'll see. But, of course, check it out if you do have access to. Is it only on PlayStation 4?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Definitely on the PlayStation 4. I don't know about the Xbox One, so
it's on the new system.
Will it download
next gen?
probably...
Not on a Microsoft thing, it won't download any faster. I don't care what internet speed you have. Yeah, I went there. On any of the...
You really laid them low with that one. Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler. At least you don't have your backup anymore because he's busy playing a game. So,
I laughed. Well,
Bill Gates laughed from his pile of money that he saves on the night.
I like Bill Gates. I just don't like Microsoft as products. So, I use them regularly, and I have an Xbox.
I see an Xbox.
Yeah, I have an Xbox. Anyways, so with that, of course, if you have a chance to play the playable teaser for the new Silent Hill, definitely let us know what you think too. Maybe record some of those videos where Adam's talking about.
Yeah, we can
scream
that's
like
fun.
Scream like a girl. Of course, give us your feedback. We've talked about this for the past month and we haven't done it. And part of it was the last time we were actually going to do it, and we got, you know, kind of with the Robin Williams thing. Let's plan our season finale. So we are going to wrap up season three next episode. Let's plan it to be our big question.
Tell us what you want us to talk about. Give us something, because we clearly need help.
No, we'll be fine by then. It'll pick back up. I know.
Thought we were just doing a clip show.
Content. Oh, is that?
We were just cutting clips out of the whole last season.
No, that's how we're filling the month in between season three and season four. Yeah.
Clip shows?
For sure. But we do have one more episode for this season that we're going to record. Definitely let us know. We'll post it on social media. We want to know what kind of questions you have for us, whether they're quick questions of what's your favorite, blah, 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 whether it is more open-ended questions, talking about Nerdcast, Project Nerd, of course, any pop culture reference, because that's what we talk about.
We'll play Truth or Dare, whatever.
I'm not doing that last part that Bob said.
I don't know. I'd be down. I mean, no, I don't know. Depends how crazy it gets. I don't know. Maybe we get it crazier than this episode. So anyways, definitely let us know what you want to hear.
And you two are going to make out.
Okay. Which two? All of us are making out. Yeah. No. Of course, check us out. If you are listening to us, we do also have the movie night on the same feed, but I will give us a little plug for our syndicated podcast too. We do have Ready Player Brew, which is actually another in-house one done by a couple of our gamer guys, but DNDUI, League of Geeks, Epic Comic Cast, all airing regular, and then of course United States of Geekdom. I think about every couple weeks right now is where they're at. So definitely check those ones out as well if you want to hear some more content. Their episodes this week might have been a little bit more on point than ours, but of course,
it's not a competition.
I was going to say,
it is.
I was going to say they don't have me on there.
They don't have literally hundreds of listeners.
Well, actually, yeah, some of them do, okay. which is good because it is two on our network. So definitely check them all out.
See,
let us know what you want to hear.
Response there, you could tell it actually is a competition.
Wow. Well, see, Tyler has gone from where I've actually made a few country alienating comments to trying to make me to like be out to where I'm like fighting everybody, like Chris Hardwick and
like
our podcast
that's my favorite.
And everything.
Like,
so.
Let's see if we can get Iggy riled up at someone. It'll be fun.
I'm not going to get riled up at anybody who's giving me content.
I mean,
though.
I feel like you're a little angry at the Canadians, and I feel like we need to get to the root of this. Is it because they're better at hockey than people from Detroit?
Ooh. All right. Well, that's a whole nother episode.
Because they invented it.
But signing out for another episode of Nerdcast, we will catch you next week.